You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons.
Hey, so did you guys hear about that house fire the other day?
No, Bo, we didn't.
No, Bo.
Well, apparently this dude like got trapped under like his recliner, and his fucking eyelids got burned off. You guys didn't hear about this?
No.
Yeah, his eyelids got burnt off, so they like rushed him to the hospital, and luckily this fella had not been circumcised yet. And I don't know if you know this, but the foreskin of a man's penis is about the same thickness as your eyelids. So they're able to reconstruct his penis foreskin to his eyelids. Now he can like blink and like his eyes don't dry out anymore. He's completely fine. He's just a little cockeyed.
I was thinking the whole time, this is a long walk, but I'm sure it's going to be worth it.
Cockeyed. Jesus. Just a little cockeyed. It's fine. You guys didn't hear about this? It was all over the fucking news.
No.
Yeah, Reddit was going crazy.
Jesus. Actual Play Podcast with a cyberpunk twist.
Matt doesn't even fucking say anything.
My name is Matthew. I will be your game master.
My name is Luke, and I'll play Ash.
Alphonse.
I am Norris, better known as Bo.
My name's Sean. I'll be playing Fallen.
I'm Jason. We're playing Dringor Dark Moon.
I'm going to say it again, Bo. There's definitely... for the podcast, more of these people are going to know you as Norris than Bo.
As I should. Sorry, I got pizza in my mouth.
Previously on Dubstep and Dragons, the boys went for a jog and found a mountain of goodies.
Mm.
We left off
my
with
goodies.
Dringor Dark Moon. Fiery.
I'm not serious anymore.
This is going to go so well. Firing with bolt at the base of the glass wall, and it erupting with molten lava.
Bum, bum, bum.
Hey, Norris.
I do something that messed up.
The floor's legitimately going to be lava.
Sure, go for it.
So I can change the dome the way I perceive it, right?
Uh-huh.
Can I have it make it start looking like it's cracking, like the lava chinks in the...
You are such a dick.
Right behind him.
Give me a roll a d20, add your spell modifier.
Love it. Fallen is just 19? Fucking with Norris.
So as you guys are all kind of... Norris, you're laid back in this like cradle. And everybody else is kind of huddled under this. And you start seeing, like, as the lava flows in and it gets underneath this big rock, and you guys start, like, you guys swing to the other side of the room. Like, the flow carries you to the other side. And you bang against the wall on the other side. In fact, everybody give me a dexterity saving throw. If you're laying down or sitting, do it with advantage.
Nine.
23.
27.
15.
Dirty 20.
Ash. As soon as the lava comes flooding in and flushes this giant stone away, you didn't quite have yourself set. And as it hits, it kind of teeters to one side. And you start sliding off the stone.
I thought we were in a tiny hut.
What's that?
I thought we were in a tiny hut.
Yeah. The tiny hut doesn't keep you inside. It just protects you if you are inside.
Oh, I thought you couldn't get out or in.
No, you can get in with permission. You can freely move out of it.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
There's nothing stopping you from going out.
Suck, bitch.
So you go skittering to the edge. You stop yourself before you fall off of the rock, but you are no longer inside of the dome. As you guys hit, this wave of lava comes over and it splashes against the dome. And as soon as it does, like, you guys are all bracing. Like, even though you know the dome is there, you still have this, like, oh, fuck! And as soon as it hits, it starts, like, looking like it's cracking and gonna collapse under the weight and the heat. And then it just starts washing off the side. Ash, you are outside of the dome.
Yup.
You're going to take... Oh, I didn't roll very high. You're going to take 11 fire damage. And then I assume you move back into the dome.
Yeah, of course. I like frantically scurry back into the dome.
Bounce.
After it slams against that wall and Ash slides out, it gets brought back to the towards the center of the room. And this whole room starts just filling up. Once you get past that 300 mark, the glow from the magma underneath you starts lighting up this cone above. Fallen, you can see considerably further than everybody else. And just at the edge of your vision, you think you see an opening at the top. You're pretty sure.
Good.
It starts, like, now that everything's rushing in here, you guys are moving. Like, this place is flooding fast. As you get closer and closer, give me a perception check. Anybody that would be looking up can give me a perception check.
Nope. I'm just trying to freaking...
Yeah.
Norris is freaking out about all the cracks.
Gotcha.
16 plus... Plus 9, so 27? Or 25.
That's 25. Still.
Yeah.
You're looking up, and you see this cone tapering off at the top, and then it's just flat at the top. It's solid.
Gents, start shooting straight up. Right now.
Everybody has one round before you are thrust into the top of this cone. I will allow everybody to take one action.
For free?
Before you hit the top.
Norse is going to transform his arm into Lexi's.
And take two shots?
Yep.
Roll your damage. You're obviously going to hit it.
I'll shoot 'Kay. Three times.
Okay, roll your damage. Anybody got anything they want to do against this roof?
I can't cast spells. Because I'm holding concentration.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nope. And anybody that wants to shoot, you do have to kind of step out of the dome in order to take your shot or use your spell.
Finger guns, baby. Stepping out.
Okay. Ash, anything?
I'm looking. Hang on.
35.
I did 40 damage.
Okay, that brings us to 75.
Yeah, 35 damage.
Okay, that brings us to 110.
We have to shoot?
Anything you have that's ranged, or you can hold an action for just as you're about to hit if you wish to use melee.
Oh, this is tough.
I tell you what.
I can reverse grab.
If you wanted to use this and launch yourself up, I will allow you to make melee attacks against the roof. Just because I fucking like it. So that'll essentially get you an additional round.
So I can still swing with the weapon, but as I can expend all seven charges. I have not used a charge on this sword.
Yeah.
I can use all seven charges to do reverse gravity.
Okay. I need a dexterity saving throw from everybody then. What's your DC?
15.
Okay.
But wait, it's 50 or 100 foot high cylinder centered on a point within range. All creatures and objects that aren't somehow anchored into the ground fall upward and reach to the top of the area. The spell, a creature can make a dexterity saving throw, grab a fixed object it can reach, thus avoiding the fall. If some of the objects, such as a ceiling, is encountered in the falling objects and creatures strike it as. So. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to narrate how this is going to go. Because
how do you want to do it, though?
Because I love this. So you guys all step out of the dome, and you're firing at the ceiling, trying to. You imagine that this is glass, the same way that the entrance that you came in. You imagine that this is kind of his escape route, and you're all standing out and just firing up. What was everybody's deck save? Actually, it doesn't even matter. Actually, because there's nothing to grab onto. It's just a flat stone. And as you're firing, all of a sudden, all of you are lifted up. And right in the middle of you, you see Ash launch himself up using this gravity, and he winds up with his sword. And I'm gonna play for you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You see this aura of golden light just start building up around him. And just as his sword pierces the glass at the top, there is this golden light explosion, and the glass shatters. And all of you are reverse gravity launched out of the hole, up into the air, along with thousands of gold. Do you continue concentrating on this spell?
It's not a concentration.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah. So as you guys come up, and all of you are thrust through this opening, and you're just
okay.
You're just floating through the air, and there's all this glass and stuff from the top that gets pulled into this reverse gravity. And you're all just floating 100 feet above the ground with just surrounded by gold and swords.
It's 50 to 100.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
But you said 100, so we'll go with 100. So as they break through and everything, and I notice that we're kind of broken through, I drop it immediately.
Okay. As it drops, everything starts plummeting to the ground.
Norris is going to instantly rage.
Okay. You rage. I need dex saves from everybody as you fall. Or if you have any other fuckery you want to do.
That is my last fucking rage.
I still have one more misty step.
Okay. Give me just a dex check to make sure you can light it off before you hit. You don't. Okay. Everybody falls for.
I rolled a 17.
Okay. If you rolled above a 15, you will take. Uh, 17 damage.
Do I get a separate roll for that, or are you kind
nope.
of messy stuff? Okay.
Have to 8 for me.
Yes. Yeah, if you're raging, you'd half it again. If you did not get above a 15, you take 35 fall damage.
Gengar is on the ground.
And as you come down, the platform that you were on is lodged in the opening that you created, and it is capped off the cone.
Whew.
You can see like lava kind of spurting through the edges, but it has plugged the hole. What did you get?
It's a lava cake.
All this talk about lava and magma made me really hungry for a lava cake.
So the dust settles, and all of you look around. Drengor is unconscious on the ground, and there is gold and weapons and precious gems and glass shards strewn everywhere. And floating right above you, or floating right to the side of you, is your ship. This was the flat area where you parked the ship.
Well, that's convenient.
Let's load this thing up.
Let's load it.
So you guys spend... I mean, honestly, loading all of this onto the ship is going to take a bit. There's a gangplank you can put down so that you can walk up and down. But it takes you guys... 25 points. It's a couple hours of work. But you get, let's see, we'll say, roughly counting, about, we'll say 45,000 gold in this hoard.
Wow. Mm. Damn. Mm.
But the ship is moving at half speed. Because it's heavy as fuck. So you guys get all the gold loaded up. And it, like, as you're taking off, this thing's like sputtering. It is having trouble moving this much weight.
Been there before.
What would... Jesus. He said, no,
oh my God.
He said, been there before. What would you gentlemen like to do first?
Hey, Fallen, do you think you would have anyone around the temple that could maybe be like crew members for this thing? Like with our donation, do you think we would like hypothetically could get a crew member or two?
I think we could probably get a few people to come along.
Yeah, because then the ship just isn't sitting there empty for anyone to take.
True.
Am I captain, like, flying the ship? I'm just...
I assumed as much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it... Not to interrupt this, I'm really sorry. Is it a struggle for me?
It doesn't feel like a physical struggle for you. Okay. But you can feel that the ship is struggling to keep itself aloft. This is... It is weighed way down.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, we could definitely have that happen. We could get some few more people on there. They can pilot it, everything.
So realistically, like, what is too much money to give your organization?
Any charity is greatly appreciated, so this is more money than I've ever seen in my life.
But, like, realistically, how much would they spend in a year?
You wouldn't really have that. You imagine that for the most part, the monastery is pretty self-sufficient. It would more be what they can do for other people. They don't really need money, but they use the money to help, you know, the Vistani when they need it, or the Lycan clan, or anything like that.
You know, Drengor... what do you need for your sacrifice to the... Is it Raven Queen? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, it's the Raven Queen, yeah. You know, me and this other fella, we just kind of built this temple, and I don't know, we don't have much of a following here. But there's plenty of Raven Queen people around, I'm sure, so I could always use some money.
Okay.
and we could use it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd say split 5,000 between the two.
I mean, we'll probably have to talk to Ash. He's verify with him. I don't want to step out of bounds here, but I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Norris, what are you thinking?
40 for.
I mean, I think that'd be just fine.
For travel?
Yeah.
Plus, that should lighten it up that we might be able to start traveling at a better speed.
Anybody that feels like they would be considering this, and definitely Ash, can give me just an intelligence check to figure out about how much weight this thing can probably carry.
No.
It's too ghostly. You said intelligence?
Yeah.
Norris just doesn't really care one way or another, so kay. I'm not going to roll.
28.
Much better than my 14.
You know it.
I got 11.
you get the feeling that you need to dump at least half of this.
Half? Okay.
Yeah. Before this thing's gonna be at full speed.
Yeah, I would. I'm not sure. We'd have to test this theory, but maybe about half of this.
Fair enough.
I think that's all we really need. Again, we need to verify with Ash. I wonder if he put this thing on autopilot or something.
Maybe.
I mean, we're moving pretty slow. I can.
Yeah, I mean, this thing's at a crawl.
But I need to. Do we need to put in the coordinates to where we might be going?
And we should probably tell them where we're going.
True. I'm going to walk down, and I just don't know how, like, it works. So I'm just going to knock on your forehead. Just two fingers, just tap, tap, tap.
You hear him walk in, and you feel him just tap on your head. And you can actually see inside the room, but from a third-person point of view. Like you're a fly on the wall looking at yourself.
Where are we going?
Back to the monastery.
Monastery. Got it.
So what we are thinking is we cut the treasure in half.
In half?
In half. The reason for that, we're back at full speed. The rest of the crew was thinking, give it to the two monasteries, let them... It will help the order.
I mean, half is great. I think it would help your monastery. I think it would help this town that we...
That would...
You know,
we, sue the lot of...
Not curse, but...
That cursed actually is par for the course there.
You know, guys, I really like this conversation and all, but there's one thing that, you know, I keep kind of thinking about. What about Dykstra?
We'll get to him.
I mean, he sounded pretty serious about not coming back unless we got his castle back.
Well, we're still on the way there.
Yeah, we got to pass his place anyways.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, the main reason we came to this realm is to save Alphonse's sister.
That's true.
So any loot, this is all icy, like the cherry on the top of the cake. So,
I mean,
right now I feel like helping these citizens is where we're kind of at.
And personally, I kind of want to kill the vampire.
I mean, that's my main thing. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. Like, are we going to kill him or what? If we go back in here, he starts a shit.
I'll light his house on fire again.
Ah, the holy man says light it on fire. I'm down. Let's go. Go donate some cash.
I think helping the people that have helped us in this realm is going to help in the long run.
Well spoken.
I think that's where I stand on this. So,
all right.
What do you think?
Any good donation is good donation.
Are you talking about giving money to Dexter?
No, I'm saying he told us not to come back into the realm. And if we go over there and we're donating money, it's going to start issues. And I just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page, that we killed the motherfucker.
Well, we haven't left his realm yet anyway, so.
I've been having second thoughts about not killing him, honestly.
Yeah, same.
All right, let's go ahead and take his cut out, and we'll just keep that. That was a joke. That was a joke, Drinkor. We're not going to.
I mean, I think we should kill him.
Oh, I thought you were. My soft spot.
I'm regretting
healing.
Not killing him.
Okay.
Well, I say, see what he was willing to give us. Wait after that, and then.
I'll be honest with you guys. I think you're kind of forgetting that we wouldn't have this ship or know where we're going if it wasn't for Drangor. He's like a kind of a necessary evil.
I mean, that's true, too.
Drangor or Dykstra?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm like, Drangor.
They're merging.
It's okay.
It was a hot situation we were just in.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and I'm not feeling so hot myself.
Yeah. You know, I'm
well,
really
let's get back
either.
To the monastery. Let's definitely make that and make that hole again.
And a long rest.
Yeah, I need
some shut eye.
At the rate we're going, this might be a long trip back anyways. So.
Yeah, we're not moving too quick here, boys.
Yep. So, long rest. The vampire double crosses. We put him in a vat of holy water. I'm just saying. I like it.
I mean, the other cool part is whatever we take back, it's probably going to be doubled in our world, because if you think about it, gold in that world?
I mean, didn't even think about that far forward yet.
Yeah,
you
me
don't
either.
Use gold as currency.
No.
Alphonse, you want to cuddle?
Are you running a fever, Norris?
No, I'm just tired.
Insight check.
Are you the gay?
You just want to cuddle.
Just friendly cuddle.
You don't sleep better when you're cuddling?
Well, it depends what spoon I am.
Well, what spoon do you like to be?
Typically the big.
Oh, perfect. I like being little spoon.
I'm mad.
So
we broke Matt.
So who's taking you watch? First of all. Who's taking first watch?
I can
take
trance, so I can trance and he trances. So
I
we
trance
can,
also.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Okay.
I need a full on cuddle sesh.
So you two
deep cuddle.
You two go
cuddle.
Canoodle.
Cuddle.
No, there's no canoodling, just cuddling.
Yeah,
none of that weird stuff.
That's how canoodling starts, is cuddling.
Hey, it's not weird to cuddle the homies, okay?
Okay. Who's first watch? Okay, give me a perception check.
That was fun.
17.
Okay. You two trance for your first 4 hours. You two cuddle. First watch, no problem. Second watch.
I'll take it.
Okay. Drangor, give me a perception check.
Oh, that looks so much better.
So we can take the long rest now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody can take your long rest.
13.
13. Okay. You guys sleep for your full 8 hours. Everybody take your long rest. After a while, going just straight across country, you're moving at a real slow pace, but eventually you find yourself going over the Raven Queen temple or church. Anything you guys want to do while you're there, or just drop off the goods, continue on?
I'd probably check on Tiberius or what was his name?
Tiberius. Yeah, Tiberius. Yeah.
See how things are going.
How's Tiberius doing?
He's working away.
There you go. He's doing carpentry.
We got donations.
Donations? I like me donations.
How do we get it out? Do we drag it out of the
ship? I would imagine you guys could just start like pushing it out of like the cargo hold.
That looks like about 2,500 gold. There you go.
Norris would literally just be pushing shit off the back of the ship.
So
as we're going across.
So
holy shit,
Tiberius
this is
walks
for us?
Out and just sees this mound of gold and jewels and.
Yeah, we have found a dragon horde.
Are you still wearing your tiara?
Yeah. Norris would just be looking down from the ship.
Hey, don't spend it all in one spot.
Thank you, Norris?
Yes, sir.
Greatly appreciate it.
I do a little two-finger salute to him.
The Raven Queen loves...
Gold.
She likes to cuddle.
I think so. I mean, she's the goddess of death.
Okay, you guys drop off everything to the Raven
Matt's
Queen.
Like, fuck this shit.
Fucking take off.
I'm cuddling everything.
That's real pretty. Little crown you got there. There, big guy.
Is this Mr. O?
Yeah.
Is this the first time I've seen him awake?
Yeah, he's... You guys now, you know, he's been sleeping for a while. Him and Mike have been resting this whole time. And he comes up and... You guys... Bit of excitement, didn't you?
Mr. O! Welcome to the land of living.
I feel much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still look like shit, but
you remember,
I'm glad to hear it.
You remember that dragon we first got?
Oh, yeah. I felt all that shit. I'm sorry. I couldn't help. I was in a bad way.
Well, Alphonse was the hero of our...
Fuck yeah.
Supposedly.
Hey, whatever works.
Yep. Allegedly. Sorry. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So, where are we off to now?
Kill us a baron.
Well, first, we're going to go to a monastery. We got a lot of money.
I saw that. Yeah. Hey.
You
I heard
my
a
tiara?
Bunch of, I heard a bunch of racket in the...
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's very
you
pretty.
Am I pretty?
Yeah, very
also,
pretty.
Also, look, my bald spot's gone. Or my soft spot's gone.
What?
Yeah.
And he comes up and, oh, this isn't near as fun. I always liked watching his face twitch. When you poked it.
Do you want me to reverse it?
You better fucking not.
You'll be the next thing that goes off this cargo hold.
Norris knows better now.
Wait. Are you smart now?
Ask me a school question.
What's 1,000 times 5,000?
5,000.
All right. Still Norris. So, you guys, and I am at, I'm just going to do this to help you guys out. He's going to inspect all of your items and identify them for you.
Please tell me my tiara is actually fucking like some crazy shit.
So, Norris, you can look up in D&D Beyond and add it to your inventory. Azure Edge. It's one word.
Sounds fancy.
It is. It's pretty sweet. Alphonse. Add Amulet of the Plains to your inventory. And Mr. O goes, holy shit! Hang on to this thing. This is gonna come in handy.
What does it do? We'll talk about it later.
You know the whole different planes thing? Like, right now we're on a different plane from your plane. I'm from the Feywild, which is a different plane.
Yeah.
This allows you to go between them.
At will?
Well, it's like a spell. It's the plane shift spell. It's pretty sweet, though.
Let's see. Bearskin cloak for you.
How about my potion?
Supreme potion of healing.
That's the ruby.
Your leather. Ghost armor. Studded leather.
Oh, that's a good armor.
That's a good armor. Yours is the marvelous pigments. You can add that to your inventory.
All right.
And he would tell you, think of something.
All right.
Just an object, non-magical, just an object.
I think a blanket.
You think of and he like starts painting like a quilt on the deck. And then just as he finishes it up, he grabs the edge and he like wrings it out and hands you a blanket.
Now that's a nice trick.
That's what the paint does.
Huh.
You can draw shit.
Do you have to be good at painting?
Not really.
All right.
Just okay.
That's pretty handy.
And then we have... let's see. Oh. Amulet of Health is the other amulet you got. And then...
It sounds like it might be useful for you.
For you, the other item was the Ruby Weave Gem. That's the one I can't remember what the fuck it does.
I'm intrigued. I never heard of that.
And then, does anybody have the list of items that I gave you from Dykstra?
I don't recall.
I have it written down somewhere. It's whether I can find the damn thing. My notes are not the... Oh, here we go. Crimson drink.
I have magic broom written down. Was that one of the items?
That is a flying broom.
Was that one of the items from?
That is one. Okay. Yeah, he's. Oh, these are fun. I used to have one of these as a kid. And yeah, you know, like witches fly around. That's what this is.
I could have used that a while ago.
Well, you didn't ask. Alphonse, the musical instrument you were given is the Bandor. I gotta remember. Oh, the Foklucan Bandor. Foch Lucan Bandor.
Okay.
And then we have you still have the Manual of Quickness of Action. That's a pretty sweet one. Bands of Binding, you already had that. Molten Bronze, you have that. Crimson Drake. Oh, the dagger that. Yeah. That is the Baleful Talon. If I remember, yeah, I think that's the one I picked. Baleful. Yeah, Baleful Talon. And then, oh, I don't remember what the metal was. Oh. Did somebody write down that they had a medal?
Medal?
Well, whoever got it, it's the Medal of Horizon Back.
I just had broom written down.
Which is essentially a once-a-day shield spell.
Don't need that. I gotta say, for the range damage, the magic broom's a pretty cool item.
Yep. Okay. Whoa. You guys got some cool shit. And then he has his staff. He's almost makes me want to trade, but not quite. And he's got his big platinum staff with him. You guys continue on for a while and eventually find yourselves at the monastery. And you fly down into the fields on the perimeter. And you're greeted by just dozens of monks and clerics. They come outside. It's not very often a flying ship stops by. And What is it? Was it Jason? Was kind of the head guy, Brother Jason?
Yeah,
I think what Brother Jason walks out.
Nice name.
Yeah. Voorhees. Named him after you.
Thank you.
And everybody's just wide-eyed looking at this fucking ship. Brother Fallen, no. What brings you back here? Are you done already?
No, but we encountered a dragon and its horde.
Oh, and I take it the dragon encounter went well? You all still seem to be in one piece?
Yes, and we come with donations and a request of help.
Donations are always welcome. What sort of help do you need?
We need help flying the ship. I need a crew.
A crew?
Is anyone looking for an extended away from the monastery for a bit?
I'm sure we could spare some people to help you on your way.
What was that girl's name that kicked your ass?
Oh, yeah, she could come teach me some things. That'd be all right.
Darla.
Yeah, Darla.
We could definitely send Darla. Any other requests?
Do I see you do that?
No, yeah. No, I wasn't actually doing it. That was out of game.
Okay. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
That's totally something.
I cast banishment.
Charisma save?
I feel like it was something.
You're not really casting banishment, I'm assuming.
She didn't say that one.
He's like, oh, let's see me roll.
Did he save?
What is it? Charisma?
Yeah, charisma saving throw.
No.
How's Earth?
Pretty good.
No, literally. You're back on Earth right now.
Nice.
So
I'm back with D, baby.
So you're Oh.
Remember that fuckery we were talking about?
Ah. Oh. Okay.
About 30 seconds.
1 second. So, Norris. Mm-hmm. You. Okay. You are standing there.
I like the gears twitching.
Talking with them. And you make this gesture with your two hands. And all of a sudden, you find yourself surrounded by fire and rubble. You are standing in Marco's Mod Menagerie. It is destroyed. It's almost unrecognizable. You see, strewn about the floor, items from the shelves, glass, concrete, just havoc. And you see, under some rubble, a hand gripping a golden gun. And then you flashback.
Do I notice the golden gun?
Yeah, you see that.
And I know what the golden gun is, because I think I know what the golden gun is.
You think so?
What did you do with him? Why is he?
No.
You wait, Ash, Alphonse. There's a problem.
There's a problem.
There's a problem.
Back to where you came from.
Earth, I don't think is doing too well. Good trick. Thanks, but fuck you. We should probably get back as soon as possible.
Why? What's going on?
I don't know for sure, but you remember in Arcos's hideout, whenever we first were, that golden gun that I tried to steal that he really warned me not to steal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marcos is no more. It's nothing but flame and rubble. And I seen a hand gripping Arcos's gun. Nobody was around. It's literally destruction.
Well, the way I see it, we got one or two options. Three, I suppose. We can either split as a party here. Some of us can handle business here. The rest can go home. We can all go back to Earth. Or we can finish what we set out to do.
When's the last time you talked to Rain?
I haven't heard from her since we were in the library.
Who's Rain?
Have you tried?
Not recently, no.
What are you talking about? What are you guys talking about?
Who is this Rain person?
Rain is a good friend of ours. Very. She's kind of, would you say, our child? That we kind of took in?
It's a real three men and a baby situation.
Way to make light of this one.
I'm sorry.
Listen, we're not responsible people to begin with. We shouldn't have been put in responsibility of a child. Wow, that doesn't sound right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know how long it's been that we've been here.
feels like forever. But if he really sent me to Earth, and I just came back, we need to figure out what we're doing, because we might be too late for Earth. All I seen was Marcos. I didn't see what was going on outside. But I didn't see Marco. I didn't see people. All I seen was flames. I could barely tell I was in Marcos. But you know how much Arcos loved that gun, and he would not let anybody touch it. And that hand was not moving, and it was gripping that gun under rubble. I went over to investigate, and then I got brought back.
There's only one thing to do in this situation. Ask Rain. If you can truly talk to her.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If you can talk to her, we should, now that we're in a safe spot, and we've got our direction here, maybe we should find out what the fuck's going on back home.
Hey, Fallen, is there like a room that where you guys meditate, pray, or anything like that that's just...
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Do you mind showing me
Follow. And I'm going to probably take him down to probably one of the upper areas of the sanctuary where the moonlight would touch. I'm just thinking like the top of the tower from Lord of the Rings, where it's just this open stone area with the moon cycles engraved all the way around.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. And I'm going to kneel down and be like, well, I haven't done this before, so in like almost in a meditative pose.
Give me a d20 with your spellcasting modifier, so you will add your charisma.
Can I
roll with advantage?
Can I instruct him in meditation?
Yeah, we'll say that's what gives him the advantage, is kind of walking him through the meditation.
19.
So you sit in the middle of this open air tower, and you try to quiet yourself. And you can, you know, you have little built-in servos and stuff built in you. And at first, all you can hear is the whining of the servos and all that. And then you're able to push past that. And you find yourself in that empty void where Rain has brought you before. And you open your eyes in this void, and you're sitting in your meditative position, and you feel hands on your shoulders behind you.
Rain?
How did we get here?
Well, Norris gave me some very disturbing news about what's going on Earth. I know time functions differently within the Shadow Realm, where we're at, compared to where you're at. But apparently, Norris had a sight of Marcos being destroyed, with possibly Arcos dead. Is everything all right, or what's going on Earth?
I don't know. I've been here ever since I got pulled. It's almost like I got pulled through.
You got pulled through?
When you felt me come to you, I've been here, and I've been in this void. I can see little glimpses of what you guys are doing, but I haven't been able to leave.
So you haven't been able to interact with, like, your actual body?
No, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I could try.
Is there a way we could maybe together view the body and see through your eyes, so to say?
Let me bring up Rain's Boy, you doing a joke?
You just opened up a whole new can of worms. Passing
changed fucking everything. Let me bring Rain up again.
Sorry for stirring the pot for you again, man.
No, it's...
That out of game, that was honestly like, that's some of my favorite parts of like the campaign is watching Brains Matt just like fritz out and then just automatically come back. It's so fun.
You were just sitting in this space, eyes open, talking to Rain. And then your eyes open again. It feels as though your eyes are opening again. And you look down and you are in Rain's body. You look down, you can see her hands, you can see her feet, and she is laid out on what looks like a stretcher. And she is surrounded by dozens of people running around. And it's this cacophony of voices, just everybody kind of frantic. And it looks like a shelter. Like after a hurricane or something like that, and they pile people into like a gymnasium. It looks like that. Like people are piled in here. They're taking care of sick and wounded. And just as you get your bearings and you look around, give me a perception check. Tell me what you rolled.
I rolled a 5, which goes to 11 with my...
Okay, we're going to use... I was going to use Rain's because she's in there. Actually, let me roll for Rain. Oh, she rolled much better. So with a 22...
Yeah.
You, the two of you are looking around. And just as you turn to your left, you make eye contact with D. And she's running towards you. And you see her reach over and hit Marco. And Marco turns and starts running towards you. And then you pass out. And you wake up back in the tower. In your meditative stance.
I'm going to try to get back to that state again and try as hard as I can.
Okay. Give me just another charisma roll.
Okay. 17.
You're able to get back into the room with the dark room with Rain, and she's, I'm sorry, I'll keep trying. That's as much as I can do right now. But I'll keep trying here, and I'll let you know what I find.
Sounds good, yeah. Just if you need me, just always feel free to pull.
And she sits across from you. And gets crisscross applesauce and looks like she's trying to go into a meditative state as you snap out.
Can I sense anything as this is happening?
Give me a religion check. Or you can burn one of your channel divinities.
Sixteen for religion.
Okay. You're up on the top of the tower with him, mm-hmm. kind of observing.
Absolutely.
As he sits down and he closes his eyes and he's there for a couple of minutes and nothing really happens. And you see gold light,
mm-hmm.
handprints touching Ash on the shoulders. You just see the prints on his armor.
Okay.
And it's to you, it's very clearly like a divine light
mm-hmm.
on his shoulders.
Okay. Seeing that you're actually channeling something, not just some weird mumbo jumbo, techno whiz whatever that they keep chattering about, he's going to start performing like the rites for calling. So he's going to start putting down candles. He's going to pull out the good incense. Start drawing the circles in the salt. And slowly, you know, each pattern in the moon is filled with salt. And then the incense in between each one of those. And then he's going to sit down and he's going to try and use his divine abilities to mirror it. To help him see wherever he needs to see where he's going.
Okay.
So.
He's already seen what he can see.
Okay. That's fair. That's
but,
still what he's going to do.
I will say, as you do this, and you're seeing this golden light, mm-hmm. these golden handprints,
mm-hmm.
and as the last candle lights,
mm-hmm.
it's almost as though the light from the candles is illuminating a figure.
Perfect.
It looks like a young woman built of pure light with her hands on his shoulders.
Okay.
And then you see this girl walk around him.
Mm-hmm.
Sit in front of him, mirroring his position. And then all the candles go out and Ash wakes up.
Where are you located in congruence to me?
Probably to the side.
Okay.
To the right side.
Not really thinking of anything, though. I want to get the news to them of what I have seen. So, hustling back down to get back to Norris and Alphonse.
I imagine
Norris
you guys
is
would
right
just be
outside,
the,
like the door or whatever.
Yeah, I imagine you guys would just be like right the level below.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you come down and they're waiting.
So, I was able to make contact with Rain.
What'd she say?
Yeah, how are things?
She's been kind of in a void this whole time while we've been gone.
But we were able What do you mean?
Well, her and I kind of have a really close connection now. And she's been kind of seeing through my eyes what a lot of this we've seen in here. But because of that, it has kind of left her out of the Earth realm.
So she's not at Earth either?
Her body is. Spiritually, I don't think she is.
But robots don't have spirits. That,
right.
That's not how it works.
However we spirit, I don't know, spirit, robot, her. Because she's AI, isn't she? Isn't she not? When you built her?
Yeah, but I mean, that's just like a network and ones and zeros put together.
You hear behind you.
Okay. I haven't been totally honest with you guys.
God damn it, Mr. O.
It's okay. This is some serious shit that I had to keep to myself.
Swear to God, if you say that you don't trust us after fucking everything.
No, this was for everybody's own well-being. There's a lot of people looking for Rain.
Well,
I brought
obviously.
Her to Earth to hide her. I didn't make her there. She's not from there.
Alphonse, didn't you say you made her?
Yeah.
He helped with teaching her. She was already built when he showed up.
Be fair, he's right.
I really only built a vessel to hold Rain.
So, wait a minute.
I saw an entity that acted more like divine. What did you bind to a golem?
So, boy, guys, this is not how I planned on telling you. Rain's not an AI. Rain's not technology. She's not even a person. She's kind of a god.
When you say god, you're not talking like what I was, right? Like you're talking like...
No,
I'm
talking like what he, his friend. She's, okay, so she's not
big
like
god.
A full god. She's more of a spark of a god. She's like the embers that starts a fire, and the fire is a god.
Okay. So she's like a baby
child.
God.
Yeah, baby god?
She's a baby god. Yeah, she's a baby god.
Who the fuck would trust us with a baby god?
Okay. Yeah, I've made some fucking questionable decisions, all right?
Wait, so you convinced
You know
him?
Rain?
Okay. Boy, there's a lot. There's a lot. I was in charge of protecting Rain on my planet. Rain was a battery that protected my planet. We used her divine power to hide our planet from the Empire. And I didn't feel it was right to hide. So I took her. And I took her where I knew she could make the most difference. And that was where the Empire was headed. So that Rain could help stop the Empire instead of just hiding one fucking world.
So you betrayed your people?
To save all of the people.
To save all the people.
So, well, she's a battery that turned into a baby god that has the potential to save a lot of people, but do we have to make her a grown-up god in order for that to happen?
Right idea, wrong order, but yeah. Essentially, like, if we can help her... Okay, think of a baby god. A baby god is a seed, all right?
No, that's a seed.
Yeah, a baby god is a seed that grows into a god. But in order to grow into a god, you need to plant that seed. It needs a place to grow.
So we need to take her to an orchard.
This is a bad analogy.
Hold on. No, Norris, I think what Mr. O was trying to get at here is...
I scratch like where my soft spot used to be.
Something needs to spark her to grow.
Okay.
Whether it be tragedy, some sort of event. Some sort of event needs to awaken her.
Okay.
I was hoping that bringing her to Earth, us fighting the Illithid, doing all of that, would be that, what you just said, that triggering event. And then she would, fucking crazy. God shit. Fucking wreck havoc. She's still gonna need help because the Illithid Empire has killed gods before.
So she needs parenting figures.
Well, I mean,
and
yeah,
people to show her the right way.
I was.
And nourish her.
That's why I had the whole program, the whole Rain's program, was to I cleared her memory. Because she was just locked in a cell being used as a power source. That's traumatic. I wanted to teach her to be good. Went about it in a weird fucking way. And now, you guys adopting her, put her on a track. And I'm hoping that with your help and her, we can do this.
So, Mr. O, what the real question is where are our timelines at?
I have a thought on that. I don't know how much time we have, but I know we still have time. There may be, like, first wave may have already arrived. But
judging from what I saw, it's arrived, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure first wave has arrived, but I bet the Armada hasn't arrived yet. I was hoping that once we got your sister, we could go to my world, plead for their assistance, which I'm sure they're going to be pissed to see me. But they no longer have the protection of Rain. They have to make a stand. So we take their armada and then whatever Earth can muster against their armada. And we have a god on our side.
Baby god.
Baby god, who's hopefully going to be a god. I know all this is real thin, but it's the best I had.
So, do you know what's going on Earth right now?
I'm sure the first wave has arrived and they've started causing problems. There's probably been a lot of bloodshed already. To be honest, I was kind of hoping we would miss most of that. I didn't want you guys dying before the real battle. This little side quest was a pretty good way to keep you out of the line of fire.
So you were part of the Barons?
No. That was just convenient. Sorry, but I mean, really.
So, Mr. O, do you see a benefit of stopping the Baron?
Well, we gotta get your sister.
I hope. I don't know. If they've already attacked, what's the point of keeping her alive?
Because then she's still alive.
I mean, she's your sister.
All right, but what...
So, by the time we get her, we make a quick trip to my world. And I know some people who can get us back to Earth real fast. And hopefully it times out so we have a little bit of prep time before the Emperor shows up. Because you can't take out the Empire without taking out the Emperor. So I wanted Rain and you guys out of the line of fire until the Emperor shows up.
Fallen, Drangor. Mr. O, I think I need a minute with Norris and Ash. This is a lot to take in.
Would you guys like us to leave the room?
No.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
Okay. So, Mr. O, and you guys, leave the room.
Gentlemen.
What's up, man?
I need something from you.
Anything.
I'm here for you.
So Mr. O said that this, and he holds up the necklace with the design, this can travel across planes, right?
That's what he said, yeah.
Yeah.
I have something to gain by allowing someone to travel through planes. And with that action, I'd like to throw the genie bottle out of my pocket and toss it to Norris and say, hey, catch. And with that, disappear into it.
Okay. So you catch this vase and Alphonse disappears into the base.
What?
What just happened?
Yeah, he just turns into smoke.
Fuck.
And goes right into the base. You appear in the lavish interior of the Afridi vase. Well, you found yourself in an interesting situation, haven't you?
You know, the last, gosh, what has it been? A couple months have just been one roller coaster after another.
Well, Apocalypse will do that.
It will. And I think our timelines have changed. We need to look at that contract.
And she holds up her hand and smoke starts pouring from her fingertips and this long paper just appears in her hand. Just the smoke turns into the sheet.
So my real question for you is, you want to get back to your home, plane of existence, correct?
Yes.
You'll pay whatever price for it?
Well, getting you this deal is the price.
Well, why do we have to go through the whole deal? I have what can get you there in my hand.
Very good.
So power for the amulet.
Sign the paper? You don't even have to give me the amulet. You can just use it on me.
Great. Go ahead and make a wisdom saving throw for me.
Okay. Let me bring up what this entity's stats would be.
God damn it, Fallen.
Oh, sorry. It's an intellect saving throw.
Okay.
Wow. I just like stirring the pot, guys. I'm sorry.
This pot is
stirred upside down and started a new one.
Yeah.
This is
no longer macaroni.
This is one spicy carbonara.
Good.
Jesus, what the fuck is happening right now?
There's so much going on.
I can't find the stats, but it fails. 16.
16 is what you rolled? It's only 15.
Oh, okay.
She ends up with the
plane. Okay. So you sign the paperwork?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You sign the paperwork. You cast the spell, and you find yourself turned to smoke and out the top and appear next to your cohorts. And then this, and just as you leave the top of the bottle, this thing blinks out of existence.
So it's no longer in my hand?
It's no longer in your hand.
I'm like looking at my hand, and then I look at Alphonse, and I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Not a big deal.
Not a big deal, my ass! You tossed me this thing, you disappeared, and now this thing fucking disappeared, and you're here!
Yeah, I sent a devil home or something. A genie.
Wait, you had a genie in your pocket the whole time?
Of course.
What the fuck is going on?
Hey, listen. Numero uno here.
Okay, so all that aside, the genie's out of our, like...
Yeah, and
we don't have to worry about it anymore.
She's gone. Well, I mean, I don't know. She could come back. Who the fuck knows? Anyways, the real thing is I got power from it. To be more specific, the contract said ultimate power.
Okay.
Well, okay. So here, that's a good thing.
I don't know what it did.
Here's where I'm at.
By the way, go ahead and switch your subclass to the great old one.
Sweet.
Jesus Christ. We're here for your sister.
Yeah.
It's been us since the beginning.
Yes.
We want to be here for you. We obviously know there's some fucking weird shit going on back home. It's up to you. Do you want to go after your sister? Do we go back home? Where are you standing at on this thing?
Listen, we started as a group of three. We've gained friends along the way.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, I can't make this decision alone. We need to come to a conclusion, the three
right.
of us.
And that, I feel like I'm in the same boat. But it's your sister.
Could your sister help us back on Earth? I don't know her the way you know her, but does she have...
There's possibility. Okay.
I mean, in this way, I think the more the merrier is where we're at. We came here for one, your sister. I think we should finish that. I think we should rid all planes of the Baron. I mean, he affects Earth, he affects here, he affects wherever Orin's from, all of that. So we should definitely rid that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have Earth, we need to get going on that.
We have to.
Like, this is, we're under the gun now.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
We fucked around enough.
But I'm just saying, like, my sister, Orin said we have time, but if we don't have time, we have to save the greater good.
I mean, I didn't want to say it.
I can't let a whole planet of people die.
I don't want that on my shoulders either. And
me
I
either. But I also don't want your sister to die.
I mean, we have good friends back home now. We have Marco. We have, by the way, Dee's okay.
Oh, God.
Well, I can't say much for Arcos.
If you guys are truly in the state that we need to finish the mission we came for, let's go save my sister. But we need to come up with something where we can keep an eye on Earth in the meantime.
Rain is trying. She's stuck in the void between. I think it seems like it's a void, or like almost like. How am I trying to put this? Just where she can't interact with us or them without, I think it's either me or you. You might have some sway with it too. I don't. Maybe if you try.
Okay.
I think you two had such a close bonding connection. I think maybe you could try to, and she might be able to reach out to you. But I think she's kind of stuck. She right now she's that connection back to Earth.
Okay. Well, I don't know if Mr. O can pull some of his magic, but it might be worth an ask.
For sure.
Try. But I think we should definitely finish here and then.
Okay.
And then move our priorities back to Earth.
Okay.
The Shadowfell's already fucked. We don't need to fuck it up anymore other than get rid of the Baron.
Right. I think the only real last thing we have to think about as well is we have to potentially live with the consequences that something could happen to Fallen or... Gosh, his name. It's just so beautiful, I always forget it.
Drangor?
Drangor, yeah. Just it so, is. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I sidetracked. Mean,
they always could.
Something could happen to them, and I don't want to take them back to Earth, because that's certain doom, it seems like.
But, also, here's my deal. What if you guys press D, or not D...
D's on your brain?
I'm trying to press D. What if you guys pressed Rain and tried to be that pushing force to get her from being that baby god to maybe like a toddler god to where she can interact with her body from your guys' presence? And then what if we brought Drangor and Fallen with us and... Maybe Earth is just too far gone and we find out what's next. I mean, we knew going into this that maybe Earth was going to be just a lost cause anyway.
I don't feel like we should tell them that they should come with us. I think we should leave that on them.
Absolutely.
But I think we can try to maybe nurture Rain properly.
Do we need the body to nurture her?
I don't think we do.
Well, Mr. O said that the body's just a vessel. So it sounds like whatever inhabits the vessel is what is stuck in the plane. So if you pressed what was in the plane to get back to the vessel, then whatever's in the plane can ultimately drive the vessel again.
Damn.
And he's the dumb one?
Yeah, damn. They fixed it really well.
Fix the soft spot.
I scratched my soft spot.
All right. Well, I just want to, you know, be upfront with you guys that I just don't want to put pressure on the other two to join a cause that could be lost.
So here's what we'll do. Leave that choice up to them. Ultimately, we're going to save your sister. Get back to Earth.
Deal.
Right. do.
Yeah, that's... Well, we have to go to Orin's planet, too. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, but first things first, your sister.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
We're in agreement.
Let's head to the ship. Let's get on the way. Can we work our way down?
Okay. You guys work your way down. You find Fallen and Drangor and Mike and Mr. O. And,
Mr. O. So, what's it looking like, guys?
Well, we're gonna first take care of this Baron and rescue his sister, and then we'll look at your planet, and then, but the Earth right now comes first. Like,
yeah.
Is the ultimate goal.
Orin, I think the real thing is we just need to have some sort of sense that Earth isn't highly in trouble. Like, it would put us at ease by knowing if you could spy on or help us see what's there.
I could maybe go and look and see for myself.
Can you go and then come back and, like, reorientate yourself with us?
I could probably not, but I could probably go to Earth, check on Earth. Shit.
Well, you know how rain works, right?
Yeah, I could see if she could send me to you.
Could you help her kind of become one with herself again?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, probably. I've got a pretty good connection with her. I don't know. Why don't we see what Rain finds? And we'll go from there. Worst case scenario, I can ditch, go check it out, and I can tell you where I'm from so that you can meet me there if I have to leave.
That doesn't sound horrible. And as I look at...
Hopefully Alpha, I can go there and get things primed a little because they're going to be pissed to see me.
Yeah, that's not a good situation.
Well, I kind of hold all the cards, fortunately.
True.
They have no fucking clue where Rain is.
Well, let's do this. We'll take this one obstacle at a time. Let's go deal with the Baron. And on our way, maybe...
So, Fallen, Drangor, I hope you didn't take me asking you to leave the area as an insult. You just have to understand a lot of these problems stem from us and poor or fate or whatever decision has led us down this road. We're just not sure we wanted to include you in the chaos.
Ain't no bother to me.
We all have secrets that we must bear. I understand.
So with that, and I'm just speaking on behalf of the group, you are welcome to join us for as long as you want. There's no pressure.
Just know, it ain't gonna be sunshines and rainbows if you come with.
What's a rainbow?
Yeah, you're in the Shadowfell, friend.
I think they've seen some of the worst. If
that,
not,
that's fair. You know what? Maybe it will be sunshines and rainbows.
Maybe.
It will be an adventure.
My planet's gonna blow your fucking mind.
Either way, what we're asking is, we don't want you to... We're not going to force you to come along with us. It is your entire choice.
My God, his talisman to head that direction. I will follow.
We'll take the company.
To the Baron?
To the Baron?
To the Baron.
To the Baron.
And we'll pick it up there next week.
Woo!
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to follow us on your favorite podcasting platform. Drop us a like, follow, and subscribe, as well as leave us a comment of what you thought of what was a joke.
Did not know today was going to be a lore dump.
Holy shit. Yeah. But we'll catch you next time. We'll find out what is going to happen with the Baron, hopefully, as we get there. Thanks, everyone.
Fucking toodles.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.